Hello, I'm Amanda McNulty with Clemson Extension and Making It Grow, and this is a Making It Grow Extra podcast. I'm speaking today with Eric Benson. Eric is an extension entomologist. Eric, I think people think that most extension entomologists are trying to help control insect pests of fruits and vegetables or grass, turf grasses and things, but you've had a different charge in your career at Clemson, I believe.
That's right. I'm known as an urban entomologist, which I tell people is a misnomer. It sounds like maybe I only work in cities or something like that. I actually deal with insect problems where people live, work, and play. So it's pretty much everywhere. So from your home to commercial accounts that you may go to or people work in, manufacturing, to recreational areas, my focus is on where insects impact people in those locations.
Oh, goodness. This is a timely topic. And Eric Benson, I believe that recently you talked to the HORT team meeting, Zoom meeting about this. Share some information on this, please. It sounds very upsetting.
Sure, Amanda. I'll be happy to. But I'll cut to the chase. There's nothing to worry about for his bees or for himself. The giant Asian hornet or Asian giant hornet is not in South Carolina, and we don't expect it to be here anytime soon. But it has been in the news. This very large hornet, which does attack, feeds on honeybees, and is in Asia, was found in Vancouver Island in September of last year. This story's actually been around for a while. And then they found a dead specimen, I believe it was in December, in Washington State, just over the line between Canada and the United States. And so that was the first time a specimen had been found. And there have been some bee kills up in that section. So they're monitoring now. The state of Washington and Canadian government officials are doing monitoring to see how pervasive this very large hornet may be, where it might be located, and of course, monitor it. But for those of us 3,000 miles away, not worried about the hornet crossing the United States, and we always are inspecting, they're always inspecting the ports for invasives coming in. And so we're trying to have some good information out there, but not concern from the public. Ben Powell, our state apiculturist, has put out some wonderful information on his beekeeping sites. And we've recently put a sheet out on the Home and Garden Information Center about this hornet.
Eric, some of these insects live independently and then some of them form colonies. What's the habit of this one?
That's a really good question. This is a social insect. This is a social wasp. So it's like yellow jackets. It likes to nest in the ground. It usually dies back in the winter and then comes back during the spring, summer, fall. Unlike yellow jackets, which is a good thing, hornets do not typically have really large colonies. They may have maybe several hundred in a nest. And that may sound like a lot, but yellow jackets can have thousands. So they are social insects. We do have a number of solitary wasps. And there is one wasp that a lot of people in South Carolina confuse with this Asian giant hornet that's been in the news, and that's the European hornet. It's the largest hornet we have. It was brought into South Carolina in the 1860s, so it's been here a very long time. In fact, in Europe, they encourage this hornet with hornet boxes because they are really good at feeding on garden pests. Oh. So in your vegetable gardens, people actually want these hornets around. They're not very likely to sting, but people do see them. They are large. They're disconcerting, and that's what a lot of people are confusing with this Asian giant hornet that's been in the news.
Why is it in the areas where it is so damp? Does it prefer the European honeybee? And you would think that the honeybee might be able to run them off, because the honeybee can sting too. Does it eat a variety of insects? Does it specifically want to eat the honeybees?
It will go after different insects. It will go after immature insects, but it does like to go after honeybees because I think there are so many in one location. This hornet species has a very thick coat, exoskeleton, and the honeybee stinger cannot penetrate it.
Oh.
It also has very strong mandibles, and it's, you know, they're an inch and a half to 2 inches in size. So they're about 4 to 5 times larger than a honeybee. So one-on-one, the hornet's going to win. But the Asian honeybees have a way of dealing with it. It's quite fascinating. When these hornets start to attack their colonies, the honeybees will get together and actually cluster around it and start shaking their flight muscles, heating up the little ball that they make, and they can actually heat up the hornet to such a temperature that it kills it. So never underestimate the honeybees. They can handle it.
Eric, excuse me, you said the Asian honeybees. I think you probably meant our European honeybee.
No, because the Asian hornet, the Asian giant hornet, is in Asia.
Oh,
this is new to have it here.
I see.
European honeybees, the honeybees that were brought over from Europe several hundred years ago, we'll see how they will adapt.
Oh.
But again, Amanda, this is just one incidental reporting up in Vancouver Island. It's something to watch up there, but certainly not to be concerned here in South Carolina.
Okay, well, thank goodness, because we have enough to be concerned with. Our bees are under stress from a lot of different factors, and we're glad that this one's up there, and we hope it stays on its side of the border, don't we?
Yes, we do.
And so Ben Powell is going to be putting out further information on this, and we can be updated and get even more questions answered through checking out his websites.
Yes, absolutely. Washington State's also put out some good information because that's where this is happening. USDA is putting out some good information, and we thought, you know, we put out some good information for the folks in South Carolina on our Home and Garden Information Extension site.
And I'm glad that I apologize for misunderstanding, but what you're saying is that because they evolved together, that's why the Asian honeybee has come up with this behavior to help protect itself. And our honeybee at the moment, I guess, is just doesn't have any protection except being.
Yeah, we don't know. A similar hornet, there's 23 species of hornets, so there's several that are quite large. There was another large hornet that did get in from Asia into Europe and did cause some problems with killing bee colonies. But remember, people that work in beekeeping are incredible people, and their ability to requeen, raise colonies, not to minimize it, but they're amazing, and because they have been fighting a variety of mites, yes, different diseases, colony collapse disorder, so they know how to deal with the problem when they get it.
If someone is stung by this, who's up visiting Canada, is it a horrible, horrible injury?
Yeah, any hornet sting is terrible, and I have not been stung by these. I have been stung by European hornets, and they hurt a lot. But for most people, that's all that it is. Are there deaths each year from stings? Yes, it's usually insensitive people. They have anaphylactic shock. But again, it's a small minority, not to minimize it, but no one should stay awake at night not being able to sleep because they're worried about being stung by Asian giant hornet or any hornet for that matter.
And Eric, you, I think, in your paper that was posted at the Clemson HGIC website, said that actually our greatest concern is the yellow jacket because they are so aggressive if you disturb them and they get mad and come after you.
Well, we have multiple species of yellow jackets. We've all grown up with them. They've been here since before recorded time. But what we've seen in about the last 10 years is the southern yellow jacket has been making what we call perennial nests. So usually yellow jackets, like hornets, die back in the winter. Only queens make it through the winter. Then they come out in the spring and they have to build their colony back up. And that's why you usually don't see many yellow jackets or hornets until later in the season, like September, October. But with milder winters, it seems that not only queens are overwintering, but sometimes they're associated workers. And so the nest doesn't completely die. So that means when the spring comes, there's that many more to sort of kickstart the colony, and you see the colony start to grow. So I have seen and dealt with some very large yellow jacket colonies in South Carolina. And just the sheer numbers, they're not so much defensive or aggressive, rather they are defensive if they feel like you're threatening their nest, and people can stumble by or near a nest and not know it. And then you can have hundreds or more come out. And that is, you know, when you have that many, that is far more serious than one or two hornet stings.
Certainly. And so home yellow jacket nest can be very difficult for a homeowner to safely deal with. And that might be a time to get a professional who has the right gear and everything to come in. Okay.
Most yellow jacket nests are in the ground, but not all. Quite a few will be in wall voids, ceiling voids, tree holes. They can be above ground. Yes, and that is one area. Dealing with stinging pests like that at large numbers, if you feel like they need to be controlled, a professional is the way to go, because they will have the equipment, the products, the safety gear that they need, and hopefully the experience that they have to control it effectively and safely.
Okay. Well, as somebody who carries an EpiPen around, I assure you, yes, I do not attempt to control those under any circumstances. Well, thank you so much for that information. We are really glad you could join us today and help us answer some of these questions.